This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, one exceptional American at a time. That's you. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about you being an exceptional American and talking to another exceptional American. And that person talks to another. That person talks to another. Then just goes on. Be surprised at how effective that is. Talking to one another. What a concept. In other words, put the phone down. Get rid of those earbuds. Step away from the computer. Put down your iPad. Put down your tablet. Do those things that you know that will, endear yourself to another human being. What a concept. You know, we're so electronically clued in. So stimulated by all this electronics. Everybody's got their head down. Everybody's looking at their, come on. You have to take some time. And you have to say, okay, time out. How can I be more effective? Sometimes it's better one-on-one. That's what I'm talking about. So endear yourself to another exceptional human being, an exceptional American, and talk politics. There you go. Talk about what's really truly going on in the world. You know, I've run into people that just are absolutely agnostic about the news. They just deny it. There's no news. I don't care. I'm not political. And when it comes time for an election, I'll ask my friend, who should I vote for? Hello. And then they have an opinion. Oh well, I voted for him because of, why'd you vote for that person? A friend of mine said, so a friend said you should vote. I mean, that's just like voter fraud almost, isn't it? If you're uninformed. I mean, we have too much of that already in California. And boy, isn't it amazing how the voter fraud is just starting to stick out all over the place. California, New Hampshire, Colorado. I mean, all of a sudden it's just started creeping its ugly head out there. People are finding out about what is really truly going on with voter fraud. That's what they're doing. That is what they're doing. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. 24/7, 365 news cycle, as we always say. We're going to be talking a little bit more about Steve Bannon. We're talking about that in the first hour, and about the Catholic Church. A lot of people have their panties in a bunch over Steve Bannon's comments about the Catholic Church, especially Catholic bishops. That's a bad visual, I know, but that's appropriate, right? Panties in a bunch. Also, we're going to be talking about, you know, so many things going on in California. I'm going to put that off to the third hour, make it really fun for people, the third hour. We're talking about Steve Bannon in the last hour, though. It's kind of interesting, and we talked about Maxine Waters being a little bit paranoid, just a little bit paranoid. Roses are red, violets are blue, and I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I. Somebody says, you know, she was saying that somebody wants to kill her. No one wants to kill you, Maxine. No one. They're just enjoying the show. That's really what it is. It's such a good show, isn't it? The Maxine Waters show. I mean, you can't get better political theater than the Maxine Waters show. You really can't. Yeah. So Maxine Waters from California. You know, it's kind of interesting. Her district is in Southern California, and it's kind of gerrymandered around, so she's got some wealth in her district, and then a lot of poverty. And she kind of grew from the poverty areas of South Central and really kind of came to the rise after the Watts riots. And actually, some of the things that she was discovering was the CIA was pumping in crack cocaine into the South Central area of Los Angeles and doing some real severe damage. And she stuck up for that. I mean, she tried to get rid of that. And she became, I think, a California State Assemblywoman and then a senator. And then moved. I don't know if she became a California State Senator. I can't say that for sure. Then moved on to Washington and has been with us, oh my God, ever since. That's why I say some of the best political theater, or some people might say it's the theater of the absurd, is the Maxine Waters show. Now, I might go along with that. Okay, the big stories, though, and we need to engender ourselves to these stories, is Hurricane Irma. And now we have Jose. Jose is coming. We identified Jose last week. Tropical depression at the time. Given a name of Jose. Jose. So that's coming up. We don't know where that's going to... I don't know where the tracking is on that one. Quite frankly, that was not one of my necessities this morning in show prep. I was a little bit more worried about what's going on with Irma right now because it's still wreaking havoc. Some places, though, have been literally unscathed. I guess Naples. Naples, Florida is pretty much untouched. But the push to get everybody back home is on. It is absolutely on. Mass exodus returning, so they say, in Drudge. Half of the state is without power right now. Blackout troubles, you think? Now listen, prepper, learn it. Get it down. I mean, this is the thing. You got to be prepared for these kind of... you know, my house is decked out for, you know, God only knows what. We are prepared. We are, I mean, you know what's really interesting? As prepared as we are, when we had that crisis with the Oroville Dam, we got caught in a dilemma where we couldn't escape. No place, we could jump in the car. We could get out on the road and sit in traffic because everything was backed up. The big red lever was pulled by the sheriff. And see, we were not paying attention. We were asleep, literally asleep at the switch. Plus, the warning systems for that sort of an event were off, turned off. It's interesting. It's very, very interesting. One of the little side notes about this Oroville Dam thing. Because the evidence is very, very clear that the incompetence of the California Department of Water Resources would have, you know, led, if it had not been for the sheriff jumping in the middle of it, would have led to the death of nearly a million people suddenly without, you know, too much warning. In fact, it was the one-hour warning bell that the sheriff saw, and he pulled that, quote, big red lever and it got everybody to evacuate. And then he forced, really, from what I've been told, he forced these water people to put more water over the main spillway, which brought the water level down behind the dam and took the pressure off the emergency spillway, which is in full failure mode. Still is, by the way. It hasn't been repaired altogether and still is considered in failure mode. I don't expect any big swamping storms right now, although we're expecting a marginal El Nino effect here. But my point is this. As much preparation as we put in, we missed a lot in terms of the warnings and things to get out. And this is where I think it's really important. You guys have no excuse with hurricanes. God, you get days of warning of that. So there's no reason to be, you know, I mean, you really have to say, I can be warned. I can be, but, you know, you have less than an hour. And we had things planned. We had ways to get out and move and stuff like that. But we were cut off. So my point is this, is in an emergency, when you're in a situation where you need to be prepped and ready to go, expect the unexpected. Like, we got shut off. Information didn't even get to us about the evacuation. I'm in the radio business, and it didn't get to us. And part of that is there's no early warning system here in Northern California. All the horns and whistles and warning sounds, the sirens, we're disconnected from all the fire departments up and down the valley. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a clue. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard! He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about what's going on with Irma, Hurricane Irma. And now there's Jose, Hurricane Jose coming. So we have to be cognizant of that. So we're talking about what you need to do, be prepared and so on. And I was sort of elaborating on what was happening at the time of the Orville thing. So it's still in my mind, the psyche is there. No early warning, sirens or anything, that there was any impending doom. And that's the thing, take these evacuation things seriously. Now, okay, we don't know what's going to happen to Jose. What's going to happen with Jose? Where's he going to go? We might just check AccuWeather. How's that? we've got all this stuff on the website now. AccuWeather, Hurricane Jose. What is going on with Hurricane Jose? So we're looking at, Hurricane Jose. Is there Jose anywhere? I don't see any coverage yet of Jose, although I did happen to see, here we go. Could Hurricane Jose be a threat to U.S. later in September? Now this was yesterday on Jose. This is from, where is this from? Oh, it's from Track to Jose. Guy's licking a lollipop on the commercial. Okay, here we go. We got this coming up for Jose. Here we go.
Watching AccuWeather, the most trusted name in weather. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Paul Williams. As we continue to gauge what's going on out throughout the Atlantic, Jose has continued to churn along as a Category 1. But even though we're expecting a circular path, expected to make yet another pass a little bit closer to the East Coast, we're expecting two main concerns, rough surf along with strong rip currents possible throughout the entire East Coast. Now, keeping in mind, as you take a look at the cleanup effort that's now the road to clean up for Naples, for example.
First of all, this graphic that he's got, the position of Jose now is well above Cuba in the Bahamas. And it looks like it's going to go smack dab into the Carolinas, possibly. So that's, an issue. That's an issue. I'm just looking at the graphic of this. So it's not as low as it's not going to get into smack into Cuba. That's just not going to happen. So,
coast.
Yeah, there it is. It's going to affect directly. It's definitely going to affect directly. You've got smack into the Carolinas and Georgia and also Florida. That's kind of the direction it's going. So now, you get the Gulf, you get the Peninsula of Florida, and now you're going to get the East Coast with Jose, Harvey Irma Jose. And it's a Category 1 right now. And it says it's churning hundreds of miles northeast of the Turks and Caicos. Jose is expected to maintain hurricane status through the week, and the storm will remain over warm water for the next several days, and this should allow it to maintain a robust circulation. The movement of a large area of high pressure or clockwise flow of air in the atmosphere will guide Jose along this week. So it's, they've got some modeling very, very early in this whole thing with the modeling. It says that the high pressure area will drift to the southeast of Jose, then south of the hurricane, causing it to move along in a circular fashion. So we just, we just don't know where this is all going to go.
Now, keeping in mind, as you take a look at the cleanup effort that's now, the road to cleanup for Naples, for example, today's forecast, early clearing of clouds, temperatures in the 80s, a 20% chance of rain. Now, with that cleanup effort, they're already aware that 107 identified water main breaks in Collier County. 6 to 10 shelters will remain open, and then residents are going to now be able to move back or start to move into Marco Island. It's been a little bit restricted because only one passageway, one main road is available for folks to make their way down towards the Naples area.
Okay, so Naples, if you're worried about all this stuff, Naples has been unscathed according to reports that we're getting. So it's very fickle in terms of what's been going on here with the whole Hurricane Irma. So now we've got Harvey, Irma, and now Jose. Jose will sit off the coast and spin around and gather momentum and moisture. And then apparently, according to the early models, I mean, it's obviously very early, it will slam into the East Coast. So what is going on here, right? I mean, is there weather modification in geoengineering? Yes, in my opinion. There's always weather modification in geoengineering on these kind of storms, especially if they're big like this and smack in. I mean, there's you have to look for the telltale signs. And one of the places where you might want to look and follow is geoengineeringwatch.org, Dane Wigington. Very good friend of the radio show. We talk a lot. And, you know, there's a lot of theories that are going around about what is happening with these hurricanes. Now, having said that, it's not unusual in terms of hurricane season to have these kind of hurricanes. Now, it is unusual to have two. In fact, I think it's the first time in our history, or at least the recorded history, that you've had two Category 4. You know, remember, both of them, Harvey and Irma, started out as fives and then got to land were fours. Two Category 4s to come and hit the mainland. That's like the first time that's ever happened. It is not, and I want to get this thing out there, Hurricane Irma is not, nor was Harvey, the strongest of the hurricanes that we've ever had. And that rumor was going around for quite a while. All you need to do is check with Camille and check with what happened, I can't remember what the name, 1905 Galveston, which were 190-plus mile-an-hour winds. So, see, this 185-mile and 80 and 70, it's not that unusual as hurricanes go. And hurricanes are, you only get, if you get five or six of them in a year, that's a lot. You know, so, and you have, you know, the opportunity to get a lot, but if five or six of them come ashore and don't, and or other ones just don't get beyond that tropical depression or tropical storm category, then it's a whole different notion. I'm getting into the climate change. I'm getting there. Because, you know, the Pope is just upset about climate change. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so half of the state is without power, blackout troubles, massive cleanout, aircraft carrier rushed to the Keys. It says authorities sent an aircraft carrier and other Navy ships to help with search and rescue operations in Florida on Monday as a flyover of the hurricane-battered Keys yielded what the governor said were scenes of devastation. I just hope everyone survived, said Governor Rick Scott. He said boats were cast ashore and so on. So they're sending in a carrier. They don't identify the carrier, do they? No, they don't. They don't. You know, they don't do that at all. Oh, come on. What is the carrier? There's got to be a name for the carrier. Carriers have names, don't they? They don't have any of the names or even any of the ships. Jeez. Oh, the USS Iwo. He said the U.S. Navy dispatch way down. Get it up there in the top. Come on. USS Iwo Jima and the USS New York and the aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln. See, the USS Iwo Jima, I believe, is a troop carrier type of thing. It's like the USS Denver. I was on the USS Denver. I went out on the USS Denver off the coast of Santa Barbara one time. It was very interesting. It was awesome, actually. Very, very interesting and awesome. So they're going to dispatch the aircraft carrier Abraham. Now, this is one of the things that... that's kind of interesting. When we send in the Navy, thank God we have a Navy for these kind of rescue things. I know that when they had the big tsunami in Indonesia, that our aircraft carriers played a big role. And a lot of people don't understand that, you know, these aircraft carriers have nuclear power, and they can feed as many as 15,000 people a day. So when these people come in and they bring them in on the carrier, they can feed them in these devastated areas. And that's what they did down in Indonesia. And the power from the generation of electric energy, yeah, they use it on shore. Stay with us.
Yeah.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Irma has weakened to a tropical depression, but it continues to bring heavy rain to the southeastern U.S. Irma is expected to drop 2 to 5 inches of rain from South Carolina to Mississippi. Meteorologist Jorge Torres is following that storm's path. Jorge, how's it look?
Yeah, Tessa, we're still keeping an eye on Irma, as you mentioned, has weakened to a tropical depression. Now, over the border with Georgia and Alabama, but let's go several times.
Happened here. Sorry. What is going on here? Lost the signal. I hate it when that happens. Lost the signal. So we're going to cover with that. Heck with them. The heck with that. We don't need that. So hurricane, this, the only good news or the information that we gleaned from that, of course, was the fact that the low is over Alabama and Georgia, and this is the path they said it was going to go. And by the way, I really would like to say that these guys really had it dialed in as to where this is going to go, these forecasters. And it's going to end up apparently in Tennessee, dumping water up there. So this is a huge storm. I don't think it's natural. I think that there's been certainly some geoengineering somewhere along the line here. There always is in these kind of situations. See, geoengineering and climate engineering, as it's sometimes called, is very, very prevalent all around the world. All you need to do is look up at the chemtrails, and you're going, oh, my God, you're just a climate denier. No, I'm not. I'm just I'm a realist. You know, I'm a science guy. I get science. I understand it. And geoengineering and chemical stimulation of the environment is well known, and it's been around for a long time. It's just no one wants to wake up to the fact it's there and the damage that it's doing to our atmosphere. Now, that does not mean that there's man-made climate change going on that is really a problem. There's forced man-made climate change happening. That's a different problem than, you know, just because we're living here on the planet, you know, it doesn't mean that we're causing climate change. Climate change, global warming, fundamentally is caused by the sun. Hello. And a lot of people don't get that. George Carlin did a thing. It was interesting. George Carlin did this thing on the environment, and I missed it. I was in college, and I was invited to go to a George Carlin, you know, a comedy show at Chapman University in the city of Orange. And it was hysterical. It was hysterical. God. And he does this thing, and we have to pull it up. He does this thing about the climate thing. I used to play it, much to the chagrin. In the late, I think it was the late 70s or whenever it was. I used to play it when I used to teach about climate and stuff. Because back in the day, it used to be global cooling was happening. We were going to be frozen out by 1980. All these people that are whack jobs today were saying by 1980 the globe was going to be, oh, it's so cold. The ice age is going to be here. We're all preparing for it. We're running on. Of course, I was way into skiing then. I was going up to the, you know, Colorado and places in California, Tahoe, and all, skiing like crazy and just loving it because every winter it has to be great snow. And then, of course, some winters are like, hey, where's the snow? And we were convinced that there was really no climate change going on. There was no global cooling. But they were telling us, the elites were telling, oh, there's global cooling. Blah, blah. That was then, and this is now. It's global warming. And, you know, we know that global warming is caused by the sun. And so is global cooling, because the sun naturally warms and cools. And by the way, this has been going on for eons of time, well before man has had any kind of influence over the planet. What, the Industrial Revolution is about 300 years. Have we really influenced the environment so much? And everybody says, oh, yes, we have. There's more carbon. There's more what? Carbon dioxide. There's too much carbon in the... Really? See, this is the thing. We've all been scammed. I mean, not me, but everybody else who believes in this stuff is totally scammed. This whole carbon thing and water and, you know, basically is they're trying to get you to pay for air that you breathe because you leave a carbon footprint. None of it is true. That's the problem. In fact, we need more carbon in the environment. The more carbon we have, the greener the planet's going to get, the more food, the more oxygen we're going to have. That's just kind of the long and short of it. People don't understand carbon. Right sitting behind me right now, when we get the studio thing going on, you're going to see a periodic table of the elements. And we'll answer some of the questions about what are elements. You know what? Why is carbon important for living things? Oh, my God. We'll get into that explanation. You'll see how silly it is when we see these things pop up on a story like we've seen right now. Pope Francis questions whether Trump is really pro-life. Okay. That's a silly question. But also in that same comment, guess what? He blasts climate change doubters. Cites moral duty to act. Okay, Pope, I'm acting. I have a moral duty to act, to call you out on this. Black eye and all. Said aboard the papal plane, AP, Pope Francis has sharply criticized climate change doubters, saying history will judge those who failed to take the necessary decisions to curb heat-trapping emissions blamed for the warming of the earth. These same people were telling us it was global cooling in the 1970s. Francis was asked about climate change in the spat of hurricanes that have pummeled the U.S., Mexico, and the Caribbean recently as his chartered plane left Colombia on Sunday and flew over some of the devastated areas. Those who deny this must go to the scientists and ask them. They speak very clearly, he said, referring to experts who blame global warming on man-made activities. Okay. Now, I'm going to go over this again one more time. You know, there's solar flare activity on the sun. It's just been going on forever. And what happens when you have these solar flares? They put out a lot of extra heat energy, the photons coming out. And what happens is that the Earth warms, gets warmer because of these, well, the solar flares and the solar activity of the sun. It's 7-11 year cycle, basically. It cycles through it. Been going on for ever since there's a sun. Much longer than you and I have been on the planet, or Pope. Much preceding even humans being. How many years we've been on the planet as a species, as a race, or as a group of organisms? All the way through, maybe 10,000 years. I don't know. And the globe warms when those solar flares happen. And you know what? So does the moon. The moon warms at the same rate as the Earth. Really? Yeah. And then when those solar flares go away, the moon cools and so does the sun. Now, let me ask you this. If the Earth is warming at the same rate as the moon is warming, how do you explain the fact that the moon is warming at the same rate, given the fact that there are no SUVs, airplanes, and carbon-emitting machines on the moon? Oh, time out. That's just straight science. You can't talk about straight. It's got to be tilted science. Data that's wrong and lying to everybody. Come on, you're playing unfairly. You're fast with the facts. You know, the continuation of that story, of course, is the ultimate planet that warms and cools at the same time as the Earth. It's called Uranus. That's the planet that really tells and tips the whole thing, doesn't it? Uranus is actually warming just as much as your moon and cooling at the same rate. Shocking. I wonder if that's a fact for Jerry Brown. They call him Governor Moonbeam. Does he have a worn beam? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Decision, but I understand how he struggled with it. I understand how he's giving a possibility of a legislative thing. And he said even last night in a tweet, even he would rethink it. Trust me, the guys on the far right, the guys on the conservative side are not happy with this.
Can I remind you, a good Catholic, that Cardinal Dolan is opposed to what's happening with DACA. Cardinal Dolan.
The Catholic Church has been terrible about this.
Okay, fair.
The bishops have been terrible about this. By the way, you know why? You know why? Because unable to really to come to grips with the problems in the church, they need illegal aliens. They need illegal aliens to fill the churches. That's it's obvious on the face of it. That's what the entire Catholic bishops condemning. They have an economic interest. They have an economic interest in unlimited immigration, unlimited illegal immigration.
Oh, my God.
So Mark Alperin, Steve Bannon is where Steve Bannon needs to be. I think for the sake of Steve Bannon and for the sake of all of Steve Bannon's causes, instead of putting him inside a White House bureaucracy, you put him out and you let him run and carry your water. It never made sense that they put a suit on this guy and tried to gentrify him. It doesn't work.
Okay, this is Morning Joe with his girlfriend. So anyway, this is Steve Bannon, of course, rapping on the church and saying that the church needs to fill their pews with the illegal aliens. Now, this shouldn't be a shock. It really should. I bring this up because it's not. It shouldn't be a shock to anybody. This has been going on for eons with the Catholic Church and Islam. This is how they roll. This is how they recruit. They create crises that force people into doing things like joining the church. One of the places that's been going on big time for a long time, of course, is in Europe. You have illegal aliens, or you have the tidal wave of refugees coming in, and oftentimes they're being said, hey, look, you come to Germany and convert to Catholicism, and we'll just pave your way right there. It's called incentive. Incentivize religion and fill the pews. Now, I bring this up because the churches in Europe were absolutely, after World War II, devastated. Devastated. Nobody was in the churches. When I was in there in 92, all the churches, cathedrals, huge cathedrals in every city that I went to, and sometimes on Sundays, I'd go in those cathedrals, there'd be nobody in there. They'd be empty. The pews empty. Where were all the good Christians after World War II in Europe? They weren't there. They were dead. And they were doubting, obviously, after World War. The devastation was complete in Europe. I mean, the one of the big things that happened in Europe was the death of religion. We have to be mindful of that. And so, in order to fill the pews, you got conversion. Brought in the illegal immigrants, or you brought in the immigrants. Oftentimes, under the same guise as what we've been hearing here. Especially in Germany, that was the big deal. The Germans did not want to do the jobs that the immigrants wanted to do. They didn't want those low-paying, stinking jobs. So the immigrants will do it. The Turks will do it. We'll get them from Turkey. In the meantime, hey, you know, we can get those converts to fill the churches. We need those new Catholics. That's what's going on right now. Same thing's happening in America. Illegal aliens are being brought in by the boatload, and they end up getting into the churches. Gee, I wonder why that is. Because they're being paid to do that. In other words, like right now with the illegal aliens, we call it the trafficking in human flesh and slavery. The price is on their head. They come across the border. Where are they going to go? They go to these religious centers that house them, that feed them, that clothe them. You know, listen, I understand the Christian ethos there, that we must help thy neighbor. I get that. I totally get that. But wait a minute here. When you have them flooding in, deliberately flooding in, what's the motivation there? And that's why he says they have an economic tie to the... And it's not me. It's Steve Bannon. He's saying he's out in front. And this is the dirty little secret that the bishops all know. They don't want you to find out. Well, Bannon just spilled the beans. We've been spilling... We've had the beans out for... I don't know. We just empty all kinds of bean cans all around here on Agenda 21 Radio. We've been talking about this for years now. The trafficking in human flesh and slavery, which is exactly what it is. It's an economic motivation. What about Paul Ryan, the good Catholic that he is? What was the main thing he did when Obama was president and he was Speaker of the House? He made sure that none of the Catholic charities or the Lutherans or the Mormons or the Baptists were cut off from money from helping the illegal immigrant surge. They all benefited. They all got a lot of money. Catholic Charities in particular got the biggest bulk of that, billions of dollars, that Paul Ryan was able to get through the House without any kind of discussion. And, of course, pushback, oh, you don't want to say bad things about the Catholic Church. They're helping us out in this time of need. Wait a minute. When it's a contrived need, when it's a contrived situation to demographically shift this country, people are more, I mean, it seemed to me, this whole thing about transferring people from one country to another, kids being kidnapped, kids being sold by their parents to come to America and being dropped off at the border. That, to me, is outrageous. Anyway, we'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra. Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Med is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back. We're back on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, paul@a21r.com. Okay. Greg Gladdy, Cal State. Wow. All this stuff that's coming to me late. It's just amazing. Paul, I love your show. Well, it's nice that people love my show. That's what I get. I'm looking at, actually, somebody sent me a thing, so I clicked on over to TalkStream Live. Check out our standing. We're in the top 10, of course, TalkStream Live in this hour. And people talking about my show and all that. It's nice to know. It's really nice to hear these things. People care for my show. We love your show, Paul. You have podcasts of your radio topics such as Orville Dam. Yes, we do. We have all that stuff. Anyway, so just, I'm sorry. You're getting a little distracted here. I'm easily distracted. I just got to remember that. Stay focused. Anyway, a lot of things happening. We got more information coming about the hurricanes and what's going on there in the next hour, so stay with us on that. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the political things going on. And yes, California, here we come. More things happening. Jerry Brown. Oh, my God. Could you say flush it down? Yes, you can. Anyway, okay. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news. And numana.com/agenda for all your prepper needs. Get your prepper equipment now. Anyway, thanks for listening, and remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN. American Exceptionalism News Network.